In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, Christ is in our midst. Today we celebrate the great feast of Pentecost, the completion of God's plan to redeem his beloved creation. Pentecost, though, is both a final act of Christ's redeeming work and also at the same time the beginning of the church, where the Spirit of God dwells amongst us. In Great Vespers last night, we heard several Old Testament readings prescribed for the feast, beginning with the prophet Joel, who prophesied, "And it shall come to pass afterward that I will pour out my Spirit on all flesh. Your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your old men shall dream dreams, and your young men shall see visions." In addition to Joel, we heard from the prophet Ezekiel, who wrote, "I will put my Spirit within you and cause you to walk in my statutes, and you will keep my judgments and do them." These prophecies show us that God started this journey centuries before the birth of Christ. The book of Joel was written, depending on which biblical scholar you accept, between the 9th and 5th centuries B.C. Ezekiel was written in the 6th century B.C. In fact, God started his plan to redeem his fallen children even from the time of Adam and Eve. From that point on, this plan for redemption was put in motion by our God, who is without beginning and not bound by time. His promise to Abraham, which was over 2,000 years before the birth of Christ, was a promise for us as well. The law given to Moses, who lived around 1,500 years before the birth of Christ, was a foretaste of the salvific power of faith in Jesus. The bronze serpent on the pole that Moses held up was a preview of the ability of Christ to heal all illness, both physical and spiritual. The blood of the lamb that allowed death to pass over the Hebrew slaves in Egypt was a foretaste of the blood of Christ, which offers all mankind release from bondage and death. The dried bones that were reanimated in Ezekiel, which we read on Holy Friday night, are a preview of the resurrection. The multiple prophecies of God's Spirit descending on the people to empower them, comfort them, protect them, were actualized at Pentecost. The receipt of the Spirit is a life-changing experience. Part of Joel's prophecy was fulfilled that very day at Pentecost, when the disciples of Christ, after being sealed with the gift of the Holy Spirit, were able to explain all the mysteries of the Scripture, were able to communicate to those whose languages they did not speak, were able to go out and convert the world to Christ. But this is not just something we watch from afar for inspiration. Every one of us who has been chrismated into the Orthodox faith has already been sealed by the gift of the Holy Spirit. When we say the word seal at that chrismation, we affirm that we receive the same Holy Spirit described as tongues of fire in today's epistle, which entered into the disciples. Before Pentecost, the disciples were afraid. They were without direction. They had been present with Christ. They had heard all of his teachings. They had witnessed his resurrection. They spoke with him after the resurrection, prior to his ascension. But they were not equipped or prepared to do anything about it. They were in a world that had no place for them. The Jews called them blasphemers. The Romans considered them an illegal cult. Both roads led to death, and they were afraid. And they were hiding, having locked themselves away. How very much like the disciples we are from time to time, confused, unsure of our place in the world. How easy it would be if we could protect ourselves in a figurative locked room and avoid having to step out into this hostile world. But once the Holy Spirit descends, this all changes. The Scriptures are made crystal clear to the followers of Christ. The certainty of their resolve is unshakable. Their fear is gone. Their talents are augmented. They walk to the ends of the earth, evangelizing the nations. Even when facing death, even then when they were preaching in the outer reaches of civilization where not one of the other disciples would ever know, they refused to renounce Christ. The final step in God's plan for our salvation, which began back in Genesis, is completed today as the final brick is laid in the establishment of the kingdom of God on earth, where we are there today. We are there in this church, in this divine liturgy. How miraculous this day is. For God no longer dwells only in heaven. He no longer dwells only in the temple, or only in the Ark of the Covenant, or under the tent of the tabernacle. He is here. He is personal. He is tangible. Just as miraculous as it was for the angels to see Christ, fully God and man, ascending to the throne of God and bringing with him our humanity. By partaking in the divine liturgy, we are miraculously entered into that same kingdom of heaven. In today's gospel, Jesus says, "If anyone thirsts, let him come to me and drink. Out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water." His promise, he promised that our lives and our perspective would change forever. For the Holy Spirit to come pouring out of us and out to the entire parish, though, we need to let those rivers of living water flow out of our bellies. They do no good. They do no good unless they are flowing. It is now our responsibility to be alive in the life of the church. The book of Acts is our blueprint. It describes a church that is evangelical, that spreads the good news of the gospel to all nations. It depicts the body coming together to worship, to hear the apostolic teaching, and to be together as a community in fellowship. These characteristics must be at the root of everything we do as a community of Christians. And finally, a Christian lives a life of service that is motivated by love. And this is a self-sustaining process because the service that is motivated by love naturally spills both out into the community to further the evangelistic work, and into the community to strengthen us. The church is not a building. It's not static. The church is a dynamic, living, breathing creation. And this is why this circle never ends. So today we are called to action, to fulfill the purpose of the church, which was established by God through the saving work of Jesus and the descent of the Holy Spirit. Today, the Spirit of God descends on his disciples. Today, the living water that is prophesied springs forth. As we pray the kneeling prayers of Pentecost today, may we allow the Spirit of the living God to burst forth from us. May this living water of the Holy Spirit be visible to everyone we encounter, not just today, not just on Sundays, but at all times and in all situations. When we pray, O Heavenly King, Comforter, Spirit of Truth, let us truly let the Holy Spirit abide in us and let God's Spirit fill us, cleanse us, save us, and give us the tools to go into the world and spread this living water everywhere we go, in everything we do, with everyone we encounter. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.